Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, November 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, some Thanksgiving news from the city of Wauchula. Normal garbage collection for Thursday, November 26th, will take place on Friday the 27th instead. So your garbage on Thursday, if you have garbage pickup on Thursday, it'll move ahead a day to Friday. A second arrest was made in a double homicide investigation. Lakeland police detectives have made a second arrest in the homicide investigation of David and Edith Henderson, killed on Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Jarvis Collins, age 37, was arrested on Friday, November 20th, and charged with six felony counts related to being an accessory after the fact of a first-degree felony, tampering with physical evidence, and dealing in stolen property. Investigators found on two separate occasions during the afternoon of November 11th, 2020, Collins pawned several jewelry items taken from the Henderson residence at local pawn shops in Lakeland. Collins admitted to detectives that he pawned the jewelry given to him by Marcel Walden, who is currently charged with the murders of the Hendersons, even after he knew Walden was a suspect in the homicide and that the items were stolen from the Hendersons' residence. Evidence collected at both pawn shops also confirmed Collins' identity as the person who pawned the stolen items. Collins was arrested and taken to the Polk County Jail without incident on charges of two counts of false owner information on pawned items, one count of accessory after the fact of a first-degree felony, one count of tampering with physical evidence, and two counts of dealing in stolen property. The Hardy County Department of Health has a coronavirus testing schedule available. Today, testing was from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., but it will start up again in just a bit, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. today. On Wednesday, it will be from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. On Friday, also 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. However, testing is only available to those experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. Results can take up to 72 hours or longer. Please remain quarantined until your test result is available. Your local events in Hardy County, the Hardy Help Center is putting on an Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class on December 2nd and 3rd at 10 a.m. at the historic City Hall, 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. It is a free one-hour workshop designed to help people make better nutritional and physical activity choices based on the dietary guidelines and the physical activity guidelines for Americans. Michelle Maldonado from UF/IFAS Extension Office will be teaching the classes. Attendees will receive a holiday bag, including a turkey or ham, one per household. You may register by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. Once again, if you'd like to register for the Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class on the 2nd or 3rd of December at 10 a.m., you can register by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can find more information on this events, and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your Jobs in Hardy County, Equity Lifestyle Properties in Wauchula is looking for a front desk clerk. A high school diploma or GED, strong organizational skills, computer literacy, and at least 1 year of customer service experience is required. Wellpath in Arcadia is looking for an FCCC residential treatment assistant. A high school diploma or GED is required with direct care experience in a mental health facility and health care experience preferred. And Aldi in Arcadia is looking for a seasonal cashier, a high school diploma or GED, and prior retail experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each night. You decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather for 12 p.m. November 24th, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 79. Mostly sunny, no chance of rain. Air quality fair. The maximum UV index is 4. Winds east-northeast at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 12 miles an hour. Humidity 55%, slightly humid. Dew point is 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 11%. Visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 80, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on out to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Water use for U.S. agriculture decreased for most crops and livestock production between 1995 and 2010. Water use for irrigation in most crops decreased by 8.3%, while water use for livestock declined by 14%. That's according to Sandy DeLerba, regional economist at the University of Illinois and co-author of the study. DeLerba tells AgWeb.com a number of factors contributed to reduced water use in grains, fruits, and vegetables, including improved irrigation inflation, domestic per capita income, and sales to the food processing industry. In an effort to guide development of federal climate policy, groups from the farm, food, forest, environmental, and governmental sectors have teamed up to offer recommendations intended to support positive change. Known as the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, the group released a set of more than 40 recommendations last week. They stress voluntary incentive-based programs to promote adaptation in rural communities. China and 14 other countries have signed the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, the world's largest free trade agreement. The deal, which does not include the U.S., covers trade and economic and technical cooperation and represents nearly 30% of the world's population. The National Pork Producers Council sees tremendous market opportunity in Southeast Asia, and among its top priorities is U.S. participation in the revamped Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Scientists at the University of Florida's Tropical Research and Education Center have unlocked the mystery behind a highly sought-after berry known as the miracle fruit. Dr. Alan Chambers is one of those scientists, and he explains where this name comes from.
So miracle fruit is actually native to Western Africa, Ghana, Benin, Nigeria. It's been used there for over 100 years to improve the palatability of some of their foods. The miracle fruit itself produces a protein called miraculin that basically hijacks your sweet taste bud receptors on your tongue, such that it stimulates your sweet receptor in response to an acid instead of a sugar. So things like lemons or strawberries or raspberries, the acid that's naturally in those foods is extremely sweet as you perceive them on your tongue.
So you'd consume the miracle fruit before eating other acidic foods to make them sweet.
Basically, you take the fruit juice itself. So you put the berry in your mouth that has a large seed, which you don't eat. But the juice from the berry, you let that coat your tongue, and then that allows that miraculin protein to stick to your tongue. And then for about 30 minutes or maybe up to two hours, you'll have this effect of anything you eat that's acidic is going to taste very, very sweet.
Tune in tomorrow to hear what it will take to start producing the miracle fruit commercially in South Florida.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The nation's largest retail trade group is expecting holiday sales to exceed growth seen in prior seasons. That's despite the uncertainty produced by the coronavirus pandemic.
The National Retail Federation predicts November-December sales will increase between 3.6 and 5.2% over last year, totaling more than $755 billion. Over the past 5 years, holiday sales have averaged gains of 3.5%.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Stocks edging higher after investors receive encouraging news on COVID-19 vaccines. The Dow gained 327 points to close at 29,591. The NASDAQ was up 25 to 11,880. The S&P 500 ahead 20 points to 3,577. New York oil up 45 cents to $42.87 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's take a look at what happened in the NFL on Sunday. Kansas City got the better of their longtime rivals, the Raiders, 35-31, paying them back for beating the Raiders put on them earlier this season. It took overtime, but the Colts got by Green Bay 34-31, Cowboys 31, Vikings 28. The Chargers were too much for the Jets 34-28, Denver stopped the Dolphins 20-13. It was Washington over the Bengals 20-9. Tennessee beat the Baltimore Ravens in overtime 30-24. Pittsburgh still unbeaten, 27-3 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Saints topped Atlanta 24-9. Houston over the Patriots 27-20. The Browns hammered out a 22-17 win over Philadelphia. It was Carolina 20 and the Lions nothing. Monday Night Football, the Rams visit the Buccaneers. This is SRN Sports. College football, Alabama now a unanimous number one in this week's AP college football poll. Northwestern jumps up to number 11, best ranking for that squad in 24 years. Notre Dame checks in at number two, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. It's Florida at number six, then Cincinnati, BYU, Miami, and Oregon. NBA news, a person familiar with the trade tells the AP that the Cleveland Cavaliers have acquired center JaVale McGee and a future draft pick from the LA Lakers for forwards Alphonso McKinney and Jordan Bell. The Cavs get a second-round pick in 2026 from the Lakers. College basketball, Auburn's basketball team will not participate in postseason play this year as a self-imposed penalty stemming from a bribery scheme involving former assistant coach Chuck Person. The university announced the self-imposed postseason ban on Sunday for rules violations. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, a diamond is merely a lump of coal that did well under pressure. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.